Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking majestic Buckhead, where it is rainy, dark, and lugubrious. Now, before I get into the program, I just wanted to tell you a little something that happened to me the other day. I was went down and got the mail, and as I was sifting through it, taking the bills and separating them from the junk mail, and waiting for the elevator to come back, two men came up behind me. I turned around and looked at them, and they were snapping on their Kevlar vests. They had, they unsnapped the holster for their pistols, and they had hats on that said Secret Service. They were very intimidating, and by golly, they meant business. One was black, one was white. I turned around and looked at him, and I said, just kind of sheepishly with a grin, I hope you're not coming after me for some of those posts I've put up on Facebook where I reamed Barack Obama a new one. And they grinned, both of them. Black guy turned around and said, no, we'll be back for you later. And I mean to tell you, the three of us just started laughing. They're on their way up to the 15th floor. I'm on the 10th. They were on their way up to take somebody down. And as irreverent as it was at the same time just flat out funny to be in a situation where something like that happened. I let them just go on the next elevator, and I waited for the following one to come. I thought, I've had enough experience with this, and I want to tell you something. It was intimidating. Now, why Secret Service was there? I mean, I've seen police come. I've seen them take people out. And I live in a very nice place where, I mean, there's a former senator that lives here in the same building as me. But it was an interesting, interesting little thing. And I just thought that some of you would like listening to that because it was fun and no doubt about it. All right, there's some things that I want to talk about today, and a couple of them are pretty serious, and I find it hard to believe a couple of these things, and I'm just going to just get right on into it. In the Middle East, there are Islamists who are stealing Christian children, putting them into madrasas, which are Islamic boarding schools, taking away their Christian name, giving them Muslim name, forcing them at a very young age, we're talking about kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, that kind of age, into accepting Islam so that they can train them to be suicide bombers. They're taking these kids. This year, in the last year alone, there have been 150 of these kids that in Ethiopia that have been rescued from this fate. Now they go after Christian kids who come from very poor families, you know, people that can't do much about it, which is just incredible. And my brother's on the line. Dick, what do you think about this? I mean, is this not like the, I mean, have you ever heard of anything more reprehensible than to kidnap a child, a Christian child, bring him into a madaris, I think that's how you pronounce it, I could be wrong, take his Christian name from him, give him a Muslim name, force him to convert to Islam as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, and then indoctrinate them so that they can put bombs on them, send them out to kill innocent people. What do you think?
Well, I find that obviously they have run out of their own children to do this, or probably better said, that they don't want their own kids to have to commit suicide. So why not take, what is it they call them, the unbelievers, that those children probably deserve this. So what they're doing is, and you and I talked earlier, isn't this the religion of peace? So I guess these children are religion of peace, or should we say pieces, after they've been blown up.
Well, I agree with you. It's you know, the religion of peace, P-I-E-C-E, in this sense of and destroying kids' lives. But you know, you're exactly right. There's no respect for Christianity. So they kidnap these kids because they have, you know, they're infidel. They have no rights. Use them to kill other innocent people, and all of it is what Allah wants.
Well, and I think we are told over here
in the United States that this is a religion of peace and that we should accept this, and these are wonderful people. Well, it's just nonsense. It's not true.
No, absolutely.
And this is being reported by International Christian Concern. They have a website called persecution.org. Jeff King is the president of International Christian Concern and puts it, all the information on their website, persecution.org. And I'm giving you that call name, and I'm going to say it again, persecution.org. I worked for him for a number of years. He was one of the people that, you know, International Christian Concern was one of my clients for a good long while. And they are good people. And what they do is they go into these places, and they're primary. They aren't exclusively in the Middle East, but that's the most troublesome spot right now. They also have a lot of trouble in Indonesia, some in India, because some of the Hindu sect are not as peaceful as people might think. They are, you know, very violent. But we don't hear about that in the West. Now, we are beginning to hear things in about what's happening in the Middle East. In Nigeria, for example, there are, this is one of the last stories that I wrote for them, and this was maybe 2 years ago. There was a village, and just before dawn, 500 militant Muslims came in with guns and machetes, and they killed 500 Christians, and the military was outside from the government, and they did nothing. And there were 500 people that died, and that were hacked to death and totally destroyed. And it was reported that this was just tribal warfare. Well, the one tribe was Christian,
and the others were Muslim. So they're trying to make it out like this is a Hatfield and McCoy thing, but it is based on religious belief, and they sell this baloney to the West so that we don't get an accurate picture of exactly what Islam is. And, you know, for me to say what I say about Islam makes me someone who is intolerable, somebody who is not receptive to other perspectives, because I just want to tell the truth. How can anybody, under any circumstances, accept kidnapping grade schoolers, indoctrinating them with the sole purpose of putting bombs on them and taking them out and using them to kill other people? And that is what God wants? What kind of criminal mind would think of such a thing? Have you ever... Think of the monsters that we have in America. You know, the guy that went into the school and killed all those people. He did that kind of spur of the moment. This takes real planning. You've got to first determine where you can get these kids, have them kidnapped, and then go through a lengthy process of indoctrinating them. Never, ever... little kids, you love little kids. You know what 6-year-olds want to do, boys and girls? When they have a teacher, they want to hug them. Little boys and little girls, that's what they do. And instead, what they're doing is they're trying to make them to where they can get them to where they can go out with bombs for Allah. Tell me, how does that work? And where in the world would we come up with ideas that say, well, you know, here is the religion of peace. You hit it right on the nose. P-I-E-C-E. Blow them up. Pieces. The religion of pieces. Not of peace, but of pieces. Do you have anything more to say on that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's quite alarming that this type of stuff is happening in this world. I mean, it seems to be chaotic. The only thing that I really hope in the long run is that Iran, who's trying to develop a nuclear bomb, develops one and mistakenly lets it off and gets rid of a lot of these people. Now,
well,
that sounds,
you know,
kind of, but you know something, Jack? I'm a little tired of, you know, a religion of peace. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. This is just getting way beyond any vision of what this world should be like. It's incredible.
You see on the news every day, they're having all, you know, the civil war there in Syria, and don't we have a humanitarian need to provide for the rebels who are going against Assad? You know how I feel about it, and I'm going to be absolutely blunt and honest. As long as those people are killing each other, they can't concentrate on us or on Israel. Let them just do whatever they want to each other.
Yes.
I don't care.
That's the same way I feel about these gang wars, that one gang is killing, they're killing off each other, and it's, you know, have at it. You know, if that's your life, selling drugs and ruining people's lives, then the more you can kill each other, the better off I think society's going to be. Does that sound ruthless? No, I think that sounds more like stark reality.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree a little bit with that, and that's because that's in our own nation, and we have a responsibility to the people to do the best that we can to keep them safe, and you know that all this stuff is happening, and that there are people paid off and all that. That really is a really horrible thing. But I want to get back to the Middle East because that's the topic that we're talking about today. We started out by talking about how they're kidnapping kids. Now, President Obama is on his way, or soon to be, over to Israel. He's not been to Israel before. First president not to visit them since the Nation of Israel. I don't think Harry Truman went, but all the rest of them have, and in their first administrations. Well, he didn't go because he doesn't really care. But now he's got a big problem, Obama, and that is Netanyahu has just put together a new coalition, essentially being reelected. He's in a strong power position, just like Obama is right now. Obama's just doing anything he dadgum well pleases with our right. Netanyahu's in a strong position, and he's going to take out the nuke site in Iraq, regardless. You're right. My bad. But Obama's going over there because he does not want that to happen. His whole thing is, let us handle it. We're far more capable of taking care of the situation than are you. Now, that is true. They do not have bombers. They have fighters. Fighters really cannot carry a 50-ton bomb, bunker-busting bomb, which is what you have to have. So they don't have 50-ton bombs. They only have 20-ton bombs. That's the most that a fighter can carry. Okay. We have bombers, and we have the bombs to take care of them, plus we can refuel in the air. The Israelis don't have any of that. They have one thing we don't: the will to do it.
The guts.
The will to do it. The Iranians are close. Ahmadinejad in Egypt said just this last week that Iran was a nuclear nation. Well, if they're just like razor thin close. Once they have one, they have made it perfectly clear that they're going to use it on Israel. We can't stand for that. Now, Obama doesn't care. Obama doesn't like Israel. I think personally, politically, it would be disastrous for something to happen to Israel for Obama. That I know. But personally, I don't think he really cares. I do care. You care. We had our buddy on last week who's Jewish, who definitely cares. We care. And we want to see something right happen. Now, interestingly,
don't you think the majority of American people care?
Oh, I definitely do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as Rich said last week, said the two things that are keeping Israel going are that they already have nukes and the Christians in America that are so supportive of them. Well, right. You know, that was very gratifying for me personally, as I know it was for you.
Yeah.
But Obama, he feels differently. Now, I don't know if you knew this. During his inauguration, when the Marines marched with their rifles, they not only weren't allowed to have bullets, but they took the bolts out of every rifle. Did you know that?
No.
If you were a Marine, would that humiliate you? You were in the Navy. If you had to march as a soldier, and be disarmed while you were doing it, would you not consider that to be an affront?
Well, I would think, why even have a rifle then? It's like an expensive stick in your hand.
Well, that's exactly what it was. Is that, you know, they took the bolt out. Now, here's what I want to ask you. Why do you think he did that?
Making a statement, I guess.
What statement does it make?
Disarming the military of this country.
Well, that's possible. I say that's some of it. He's commander.
NRA.
He
can
do what he
wants. NRA.
Mm-hmm. But I think that it also might show fear.
Fear?
Fear.
His fear?
His fear. Fear of his own soldiers turning against him because he's so anti-military and anti-American. I don't know that.
He thought maybe one of them would turn around and shoot him. Well, that's fair
game. That was certainly one of the thoughts that I had, but just to do it, and not have it reported. These are things that never make it to the news. Why would you want to talk about something like this when you could talk about Beyonce at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
The Marines were disarmed, no bullets, no bolts, just to make sure, because he has the authority. Now, all of those Marines, how do you think they felt about it?
Well, I'm sure that some of them are puzzled as to why it happened. I'm sure some of them absolutely understand what's going on, that Obama is not a military person, nor does he want a military. But I don't know. I get the feeling, too, that he knows if something ever happened in this country, that the military would not back him. I'd almost bet my bottom dollar that the military would not back him personally.
Which brings us to our other topic of the evening, Benghazi.
Nice
segue.
Because,
exactly. Here you go back. And when they finally got Leon Panetta as the Secretary of Defense on the stand, he had a meeting at the White House at 5 o'clock. And after that, he did not speak either to the Secretary of State or to the President of the United States when this thing was going on all the way, you know, for the next 7 hours. They were absent. They didn't do anything.
Where was Obama for 7 hours?
He was in the White House. He made one telephone call to Netanyahu, which was political in nature, you know, just trying to calm the waters so that he wouldn't lose the Jewish vote. But he did not talk to anybody, according, under oath. The Secretary of Defense just said this last week. Now, that's something that hasn't been reported much either, has it?
No.
Now, what was it? Why was that? Why would he be AWOL? Well, he had to get on a plane first thing in the morning and fly to Las Vegas for a campaign rally, which, interestingly, Beyonce had something to do with that or with the events that happened a little bit later that day, too. So, you know, I mean, Beyonce is like in the middle of all of this, of all of this stuff. Poor woman, it's kind of interesting anyway. But our president, the commander-in-chief, who said that he gave this order and this order and this order, never happened. Didn't happen.
No.
That's why there's the whole, if you ask me, that's why.
Hello? Hello? Jack?
Now, what they want to do is just continue to tell people what they should think and to go along with the party line, which is to allow our president, his administration, and his cronies to not ever get seriously challenged by what they say, what they do, what their goals are internationally, and where the money's going. Mayor Bloomberg says that an 18-year-old isn't responsible enough to have a gun. The day that he said it was the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Guadalcanal, taken by Marines who were 90% teenagers. What does that say to you? Things are upside down, but they don't have to continue to be that way. This is our nation, and as citizens, we have basic, inalienable rights given to us. Not by Barack Obama or the government, Republican or Democrat, but by Almighty God, and we have a right and a responsibility to see that our nation does what's right and not what's wrong. That's an important thing. Something we all need to remember. It's all the time we have. Let me just say this. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.